It's time we answer a question on your stock in a little segment we like to call Your Stock, Our Take. Buy, sell, or hold. We'll look at macro. Symbol is MCR in the TSX. The current price is $3. Its market cap is around $91 million. What does the company do? It's a Canadian-based oil and gas service company, provides pipeline and facility construction and maintenance services to companies in the oil and gas or energy sector throughout Western Canada. The significant news this week on the company that came out on June 19th, they announced that a joint venture construction contract for the Coastal GasLink pipeline project. This is the proposed pipeline that will deliver natural gas from Dawson Creek area of northern BC to a facility near Kitimat, BC, where it will be converted to a liquid form for export by LNG Canada. Now, this total value of this contract is estimated at $900 million. It will be split 40-60 between Macro and Macro's partner on this contract. So that would be about a $360 million contract for Macro over a three-year period estimated. The final investment decision is expected to be received by the fourth quarter of this year, with full notice for procedure on this issued shortly after. While it is expected to move forward, there is risk here that it will not. There's always risk with pipelines that they don't move forward, but there, you know, it looks like it will go forward, but there's still risk here. It is just a proposal at this point. Now, current in-service date for the pipeline is projected to be Q4 of 2021, so they'd have to really start to get to work in 2019 on this project. Let's look at the company's recent financials. Macro has a pristine balance sheet. We like it for that. $33 million in cash in the bank, $1.10 per share. I said it was trading at $3, so over a third of this company's value is in cash. There's no debt. That's net of the small amount of debt. The last quarter, though, was not strong. Q2, revenues were down 31% to $8.8 million from $12.7 million. Net loss was down slightly to $2.3 million from $2.6 million in the same period. Adjusted EBITDA came at $1.3 million negative, so they lost EBITDA, and compared to $1.7 million negative EBITDA in the same period of last year. Over the past eight quarters, as the company's awaited new contract work, it has posted five quarters of positive EBITDA and three quarters of negative. So our take on this, we know management, and they definitely know this segment and are good operators. Like we said, the balance sheet is pristine. The trailing earnings and cash flow has been lumpy, with more negative really over the past couple of years than positives in a tough time for the company. The stock is high risk, but if the Coastal Link project moves forward, as it appears it will, the potential for a return to significant growth for Macro over the next 3 years plus is real. The near-term earnings prospects remain subdued. In fact, management has stated coming out of Q2 that the first half of this year, right now, its calendar year is expected to be, or its fiscal year, sorry, is expected to be challenged because of the significantly lower than what it posted last year. Now, Macro was also selected in a 50-50 joint venture with its partner for a $375 million construction project on the Trans Mountain Expansion Project, which the federal government, in their infinite wisdom, has now agreed to pay $4.5 billion for to purchase that project. So near term, there is some uncertainty here, but Macro could also stand to benefit from substantial work on this project when it eventually commences. If both of these projects proceed as contemplated, Macro is well positioned to profit from them. If you believe in the projects, the stock offers good speculative value, but we would wait to see further confirmation that both of these projects are moving forward, and we think we have time over the next 3 to 6 months to monitor their stock. And if you have it now, we'd hold it. If not, we'd just monitor it for a potential entry point. Thank you.